You know what? We're not going to show the slides.
No.
And let me tell you why.
Give me this hand, Jan.
Because we're in a battle. And I've been convicted as I sit there. Because my job's not to make it fun for the kids in my orphanage. Mm. Going to the beach and... We have a lot of joy in our orphanage, and I'm very confident that comes from the Lord. Mm. But we're in a very serious battle. Yes. And we haven't started the deaf ministry yet, so I would like for you to pray about that. Mm. We have an empty classroom. The teacher said to me, "Mom Jan, I don't understand why these deaf children I'm contacting are still not here." Mm. And I said, "Because we haven't lined up with God's timing yet, and we need to pray more." Mm. And then God spoke to me that I am to connect with a pastor in the next town who has a deaf ministry in his church and work under the umbrella of the church. And so I've forgotten my first love. And I've done the very thing that I went to Haiti not to do, and that's to get so busy buying diapers and food and clothing and sorting and organizing that I have forgotten. Our responsibility is to pray about the leaders of Haiti. You see, when they get to be president in Haiti, they take them to Africa and they bring them up in the levels of voodoo so that they are able to hear the demons and the demons guide and direct, and then they can command the demons. It's a two-way street. And we, the church, need to be about the Lord's business and be discipling and training for the truth. Amen. And to hear from God and to be empowered by Him to go out. And so we have an election coming up. The hurricane hit. And I am praying that the missionaries that go into that area will remember their first love. And many, many missionaries now in Haiti are really, really big. The new buzz thing is business, business, business. We've got to empower families to have their own financial gain or their own financial means so that they can send their kids to school. And we don't need orphanages anymore. I'm all in favor of biblical principles for finances, but they need Jesus. Mm-hmm. They need Jesus. Mm-hmm. And when we do that, when we do our job, the finances follow. Mm-hmm. And so I know we've just prayed, but I'm so thankful for a praying church. Mm-hmm. I'm so thankful for a church that rises up and knows that's where it's at. We're in the last days. And so I would just ask that we would just pray. We've had miracle after miracle happen. We had an angry little girl, 13 years old, who came to know Jesus. Amen. And I don't think I've seen such a just dramatic change in any child or any person in my life. She beams and she shines with joy. I had a man that came to me, thank you. I had a man that came to me, and he's on my staff. He goes, "Mom Jan, every time I enter the church, I'm really angry, and the leader of the singing, I can hardly be in the same room with him." He says, I don't know where the anger is coming from, but I got to leave that church. I had information about him earlier that he had fathered a child before he got married, and he had abandoned that child and ignored that child, and his wife didn't want anything to do with her, so he obeyed and didn't have anything to do with her. The girl's 12 years old. And so I got my chance to say, before you put it on the song leader or before you leave the church, search your heart. Give God permission to say, "Search me, O God. Is there anything I need to repent of?" I said, "Do you have another child?" "Yeah, I do." And so he now is financially helping to take care of that child. And he announced in our prayer time with my staff, we had a new lady come, and I said, "Can you kind of introduce yourself to our new staff?" He says, "I have two daughters and two sons." Mm-hmm. And that's the first time he's ever publicly admitted that. Mm-hmm. So those are small things, but oh, they're so big in the kingdom. They're so big to God, and I'm so thankful that he is as thrilled about that little girl coming to Jesus as he will be when that North Korea dictator.
Yeah, amen.
And so if you would just join me in prayer, I may not have my children very much longer in my orphanage. I don't have any guarantee of tomorrow. I don't even have any guarantee of the rest of today. Beyond this moment right now, the Haitian government is listening to the missionaries, and they may be returning the children to their families. And all I know is God told me when I went, you are to love the kids and teach the kids. Mm-hmm. And so that's my goal. And I need to get back to that and not let the supplies and all of the busyness get in the way of that. Mm-hmm. And so what I really like to do is just walk and pray. So if we can just, I don't know if that's total chaos, but I would just love to just walk around here and just pray. If you see somebody and you want to grab their shoulder and pray for them, but pray for the kids in the orphanage that may be going back to parents who physically abuse them. They take hot sticks and put them in the fire, beat them with it, throw rocks at them, call them ugly. Every child in my orphanage has been called ugly. That's a very common thing for parents to do to their kids. And so just planting those seeds, who they are in Christ. So just pray over the nation of Haiti. Pray for those dictators. Mm-hmm. And I just challenge you, just get up and walk around. Don't sit in your pew and think of other things and get distracted. Just walk around and pray. 50 kids in my orphanage now.
So you went off script, so are we. So what missionary comes to give a report, has a slideshow, and goes off script like that and repents in front of a group of people? Huh? So we're going to do that, and we're going to get some stuff done for you, but can we please pray over you first?
Oh, yes, thank you.
I need you in the center over there, and you're about to be barraged. Let's gather around Jan, and I'm going to lead a prayer over her, and then we're going to do work for Haiti. She's given up her time to give it to prayer right now. Isn't that something?
Yeah, go. Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gather in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yes. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Father God, thank you for this moment.
Yes.
Thank you for a sister on the front lines giving her life away that could tell us a bunch of good stuff, a bunch of impressive stuff that abandons the agenda to follow the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Thank you for a mama in the faith like that. And Lord, we just want to pray for blessing on Jan. We pray that you would restore her heart to her first love. Yes. We pray for a swelling passion to stir with inside her, set her free from any fears or anxieties or any places that her emotions or mind have got into cul-de-sacs away from Jesus. I pray for fresh revelation about Christ. I pray for a simplicity and purity and a revival in her life of passion for Jesus. I think that she already has it. We're just asking you to throw gasoline on the fire that's burning right now. Bless our sister. We receive her confession, and because of James 5:16, we believe radical healing is coming to Jan's life. Provision, all that she needs as she prioritizes the secret place and restores back to the simplicity of the call that you gave her. Things expand and they grow often as we go forward. Some of it's you, some of it's us. And I just pray that all that's Ishmael would be gone, all that's Isaac would be there, that all that's of the Spirit would stand, and all that's come out of the flesh would fall away.
Yes.
Thank you for our sister and her being a vessel of you reaching out and taking care of the fatherless and the lonely. Lord, you said in Psalms, you reach out and set them in families, and you've made Mama Jan like that. So bless her. Thank you for her confession. Fill her with your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We're all blessed by her obedience right here.
Yes,
and now we, Lord, just agree for Haiti to shift a nation for the sake of your glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.